this goes to Dr. Linez, fax 989-779-7100, and Cora Pavlik, P-A-V like Victor, L-I-K, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice, fax 989-842-1110. Regarding Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E, Most, M like Mary, O-S-T, date of birth 12/30/1953. Dear Cora and Dr. Linez, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Most with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to lupus nephritis, proteinuria, and anemia. Her last visit was October 28, 2024. She's been feeling well since her last visit, and she has lost 6 pounds in 6 months, and no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. Her immunosuppressant medication needs to be changed due to insurance costs. Instead of mycophenolate, she's now on cyclosporin, 200 milligram a day. And she does seem to be tolerating that well without any flare-up from the lupus. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness, cough, or sputum production, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum productions, no headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no peripheral edema. Medications, I also want to highlight the calcitriol, 0.25 microgram once a day, metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day, Coumadin is 4 milligram daily or according to INR levels, and she's on Lipitor also, and Prolia every 6 months. Physical exam, weight 178 pounds, pulse is 56, blood pressure left arm setting, large adult cuff was 160/64. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies, 228-25. Hemoglobin is 10.2. Normal white count, normal platelets. We did have a repeat potassium level. It was 5.1, down from 5.8 when it was checked to 21. Albumin low at 2.8, calcium 9.6, creatinine 2.38 with estimated GFR 21, sodium 133, carbon dioxide 23, phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 10.8, weight count is 19.3, and platelets were 476. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease. I've asked the patient to have labs done every 1 to 2 months due to the severe renal insufficiency. 2, lupus nephritis, currently stable. 3, anemia of chronic disease. 4, proteinuria. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.